Israel promises to keep Gaza under siege despite worldwide protests. The U.S. refuses to condemn Israel over its deadly Gaza aid attack. Iran says Israel's supporters must be held accountable for its actions. And Lebanon fires anti-aircraft artillery as Israel violates its airspace.
Hello everyone, it's 2:30 a.m. here in Tehran and you're watching the news here on Press TV.
Many thanks for joining us. Israel's security cabinet says Tel Aviv's naval blockade of Gaza will not stop. Ministers say the siege is a, quote, act of self-defense. The cabinet also blames the Gaza Freedom Flotilla activists for the deaths of that were caused during the Israeli attack on the ships. The cabinet says Israeli soldiers were provoked by the activists and only acted in self-defense. Meanwhile, three other aid ships are on their way to their strip in another attempt to break the siege there. Israel has cut off Gaza from the outside world since 2007, as you know.
The United States has refused to condemn Israel for attacking the Gaza aid flotilla. When asked about if President Obama condemns Israel over the attack, the White House stuck to the wording of the UN Security Council statement on the Israeli assault.
The Security Council deeply regrets the loss of life and injuries resulting from the use of force during the Israeli military operation in international waters against the convoy sailing to Gaza.
The U.S. position comes despite the international community's outrage over the attack. Well, on the phone from Washington, we're joined by Cynthia McKinney, former U.S. Congresswoman. Welcome to the program. Israel has promised to keep Gaza under the siege despite international outcry. What do you make of this situation?
Well, of course, we've just witnessed a tragedy, and I know the organizers and, of course, have gone on the Free Gaza boat several times myself and was supposed to have been on this flotilla, except that I'm at home taking care of a very ill parent. And so, I mean, it's heart-wrenching to see what happened, to know the people involved, to know that the special interest press inside the United States and really all over the world, the special interest press is putting out the Israeli story, which is absolutely, totally unjustifiable, and it's not true.
Well, the United States has refused to condemn Israel's deadly attack on the aid ships. What does this signify?
I believe that what we are seeing is the beginning of a turning point. The beginning of the turning point of world public opinion in the direction of justice, in the direction of it's a time to end the facade of democracy, the facade of alliance, the facade of being noble, being more noble in pursuit of one's national objectives that Israel has always portrayed to the world. That has been a facade, and it has come at the expense of the human rights, the dignity of the Palestinian people. But what we are seeing now is that people all over the world are forcing their government to take a stand. And most critically, what we're seeing is the emergence of Turkey now. And Turkey is pivotal. Why? Because Turkey is also a member of NATO. And if Turkey chooses to invoke the collective security clause, Turkey has indeed been attacked. That means then that all of the signatory nations of the NATO treaty have to come to the defense of Turkey. And that puts President Obama in a very, very uncomfortable position.
Now, what should the UN and other international organizations have done to prevent this massacre?
What should they have done? Because they did do nothing. They could have, there could have been sanctions against Israel a long time ago. But of course, whenever the United Nations tried to move into an area, they could pass resolutions, but there was always the available veto of the United States in the Security Council that always served to protect Israel and insulate it from the repercussions of its own actions. And of course, we have the recent decision of the OECD nations to grant Israel acceptance into their very prestigious economic organization. That was kind of like a reward for doing bad. And the Israelis took it as a reward. Not to change, which the Europeans were saying, well, you know, perhaps this is a carrot that will allow Israel to change, but clearly from two acts that Israel has done, the massacre of the humanitarian activists and the deploying of their nuclear submarines off the coast of Iran indicates that Israel has not changed at all. And so therefore, Europe needs to look at its relationship with Israel and withdraw those special rewards, those special relationships that Israel enjoys, because Israel doesn't deserve it. And the United States needs to do the same thing.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Many thanks there to Cynthia McKinney, former U.S. Congresswoman, joining us on the phone from Georgia and not from Washington.
The latest condemnation of Israel's deadly attack on an aid convoy heading to Gaza comes from Iran's leader, who says Zionism is a new and more violent version of fascism. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the Israeli regime is supported by countries like the United States that claim to be the beacon of freedom and human rights. Iran's leader says the United States, Britain, France, and other European countries must answer for their political and military support of Israel. Ayatollah Khamenei says symbolic acts like sending aid convoys should be done over and over again. The 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza have been under a crippling Israeli blockade for the past 3 years. The humanitarian flotilla attacked by Israel was on its way to Gaza to give the people there much needed aid.
Now, Bulgaria's Arab community joined the worldwide wave of protests after the Israeli attack on the Eightful Attila. Two Bulgarian journalists are among the peace activists captured by Israel. Press TV's Yalda Sadikova reports.
Israel is a terrorist. That was the message of the protest in the Bulgarian capital on Tuesday evening, just a day after the deadly Israeli attack of the Gaza-bound 8th flotilla. The mix here is very eclectic. There are not only Arabs from different nationalities, but also Turks. The flotilla carried many Turkish citizens. This Palestinian has several Turkish friends, along with Jordanians and Palestinians, who were captured in the raid and remain under arrest.
I asked them before if they are worried about that. They got everything is expected from the Israeli Nazi policy which they are committed there. So they were not interested. Even if they die, they said, we will die for, we will be murderers. So it's not a big deal for them. They will never scare from Israel and they will never give up.
The protesters also criticized the capture of the two Bulgarian journalists aboard the flotilla. The reporter Svetoslav Ivanov and his cameraman Valentin Vasilev were part of a larger group of international journalists on the ship. The award-winning duo works for a major national channel, BTV. The channel was unable to speak to us, but confirmed that the journalists have not been injured and are expected to return to Bulgaria on Wednesday. Israel says the responsibility for the incident lies with those aboard the flotilla because they knew they were violating the blockade.
The attack was very aggressive. This was just humanitarian aid. And how can the entire Gaza Strip be under a blockade? How can they live without food, without medicine, without electricity?
Safa actually has relatives in Gaza.
They're always expecting a rocket to blow up their home. They go to sleep and they don't know if they will wake up.
Like the international community, the protesters called for an independent investigation of the attack. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has said the Gaza siege defies international law. Yilda Sadakova, Press TV, Sofia.
Lebanese anti-aircraft batteries have opened fire on Israeli planes after they violated Lebanon's airspace. An Israeli security source said there were no casualties in the incident in southern Lebanon. Lebanese officials say Israeli warplanes violate their country's airspace almost on a daily basis. The overflights are in clear violation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701.
You're watching the news here on Press TV. A quick check of the headlines this hour. Israel promises to keep Gaza under siege despite worldwide protests. The US refuses to condemn Israel over its deadly Gaza raid attack. Iran says Israel's supporters must be held accountable for its actions. And Lebanon fires anti-aircraft artillery as Israel violates its airspace.